took so long to get to a place where I felt secure and where I was. But since all things do pass, it seems this will too. And I'll soon have to go, and I'll soon have to go. I can never imagine what life brings me next, and it never makes sense, and it never makes sense. Can feel so right and proprietary then, and then feel so dirty after it has collapsed. The things that feel so strong and sound are the things that vanish before you can notice. The things that at first seem transient and small end up staying no longer your life. We have no control over what God allots us, and puppeted by stars that we fix not in their seats. We try so hard, but we try not.
So hard, but we try not at all. High school. idiosyncrasies. It could be the smallest, forgotten young experience that lays the mustard seed in you. It's the game of chance and happenstance, of the small things as well. Since when they're done, those inexplicable purposes, things are embedded down in the will of the fascist. Whose will got ordered towards them? What's lying in the mustard seed and not his will? I don't know. It's that very mysterious game. I'm gay. Why shouldn't God be invested in theory? Why should I?
Sometimes, before all of that, you'd be walking across a fallen log in the forest, which was really a green belt encased by the suburbs looking top of tooth, alongside your friend and his friend who was filming because you were headed towards a ruined well with you making interjections intended to be funny, but they said stop and re-record it. Or you'd be walking in the field of your elementary school with those two other boys who were discussing some video game, but you had no words. Or walking in the same field with that other boy a year later as he taught you why homosexuality was folly, slowly making you in his image. And you would feel that little gray thing inside of you, that crumb which you could have pinched between your fingertips and close your eyes for 8 years, and once you open them, see whatever you see now, the one tiny continuity. And it would vibrate and hum when you fell silent among your peers or walked the track alone. Sometimes, before everything, maybe before the crumb, you were dancing in the living room to some folk rock song, probably, and your mother was probably filming with baby talkish exuberance, or you were splashing around in a pool or drawing imaginary creatures and maps. But whatever it was, you did things because you wanted to do things, and not because you wanted to want to do things. And you didn't even want to live, in the sense that wanting is an effort. You were with life. But there must have been something, like the wrong inhale of lake water or mosquito bite that eats someone's brains years later. There must have been something even then, right? Half the person you thought you were, you could play the keyboard with no sound, so all you hear is the clicking of keys. And if you were half the person you thought you were, you could record on tape
nothing.
And if you were half of what you thought you were, you could speak with no voice. I mean, if you were half of what you thought you were, you could play on the melodica no notes. All the while.
But you can't!
If I were twice the person I thought I was, I could love neither the content nor the form. If I was twice what I thought I was, I could love you not for what you do, or even who you are, but that you are. And
I can't!
You?
Can you? Can you?
What I want is not to seek one else. Habits and traits befit mine. What I want is to find one whose being befits my being, whose fleshly, superficial incompatibility belies a spiritual sameness. And in finding that inner light within one another, smarts and rips our flesh away, our words, bodies, and inclinations. In this world, sometimes I stop talking, but in the true world, I'm with you always. It hurts you in this world, but true world, you are true. However many minds have gone down here. Out there, I'm with you. Down here, I'm sleeping. And in here, out there. I'm sorry. that because it's a dream, right?
Yeah.
Why aren't they here?
Who?
Them. You want them to feel privy to something they're not meant to.
What?
You want to make them uncomfortable. Like a foreigner into your life. Into your sleep. Why did you make this?
Just to explain myself.
Explain what? Is that the whole phrase?
Yeah.
To have something here. You don't have to scramble through all these words. Just a name that could explain it all.
Exactly. If I can't have that, I could at least try to explain some of it.
Did you explain it?
Not.
Really?
This hour,
I haven't been able to explain anything. If this whole thing failure, then do you think you still have a reason to exist? Snake friend, and you watched the boy slither from an egg, and now in snake form. Why the crumb tingle with that? Later, alone, you roleplayed that episode because you wanted to be a snake slithering from an egg. And whatever scene you were reenacting, you jumped down and hit your head, and your nose double bled like some Simbari passage rite. You didn't call for help, perhaps to hide the crumb. And from your nostrils issued the red emblem of your whole future. But a moment crumbles. Now, but now is then. But you can remember many, many things at once, so they're all together. You can trace what is to what was, and both to what will be, perhaps because they were always all together. So sometimes, when you're circumventing your parents' restrictions, it didn't matter when you were singing in the living room or when you were tingling. The past in all time is self-same. So, you search online for that video of you and your buddies in the woods to remember what you were like as a child. You cannot find it, and your mother has lost the footage of you, so your memories are copies of copies. So you smile stupidly under a blanket as words populate your phone. You swat away a message from your mother, and we, far from one another as our childhoods, touch and feel the world over, plus a bright buzzing circuit of phantom bondage. You see my light, you see the sun, which, when you reach the crumpled stone, the velocity of the man's voice from the fence of the forest's edge, as when you learn the world.
best friend! But what I really need is friend! And what I really, 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 really need
Don't think I'm not you.
Yes.